CEO of the Norfolk County Public Library, Heather King, joins us for our Community Builders Day. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. To get things started, I was hoping to learn a little bit more about you. Are you from the area here?
I am born and raised in Norfolk County. My parents lived on Highway 6 outside of Port Dover, went to school in Port Dover, and then left to go to school at Fanshawe College in London, and then continue my education at Brock University, and then back to Western for a master's.
You went through a lot of schooling there. Once you were finished up with school, what did you get up to?
So my original education is as recreation leadership, and I started working with a municipality in the early 80s in the recreation division. And from that, my journey took me into teaching at Mohawk College for a little while. I left the municipality for about 3 years, ended up coming back working in health as a health promoter. And then when the county amalgamated in 2001, I moved back into recreation and then continued to do some education, and an opportunity arose to use my master's. So that led me to taking on the CEO's position at the library.
And I guess the CEO's position there catches us up to the present. Speaking of the library, though, what's your time there been like?
I think my background in recreation has helped to position us to be able to respond to the community needs, because to me, libraries are a form of passive recreation. And I always like to look at what are the trends, what can we do in Norfolk to make that happen here? Because I don't think we have to just think of only the big cities or bigger centers can provide the same type of service. We can do it at a different level and a different scale, but still have as much meaning as somebody in a big urban center.
Mentioning keeping up with some of the current trends there, the NCPL has been able to implement some of those trends here in the area, correct?
Right. Our philosophy is we are more than books. So we look at what's trending, and digital literacy is huge. So that was one of our main focuses. And that's why we developed makerspaces, so that we could provide equipment that might be unaffordable for other people to be able to use in a library setting. So things like 3D printers, Mac computers with Adobe Suite, so you can edit films, edit your own writing, Cricut cutters, vinyl cutters, maker kits for children and younger people that just want to explore with different kinds of technology. So all those things are expensive for an individual to purchase on their own. And that's why we were able to source some grants, and we were very fortunate to have some funding left to us from John Race. And that's how we were able to develop the whole makerspace philosophy for one of our newer initiatives.
Besides the new tech that's available to the community, the biggest part of the library is still the books, eh?
Well, we know that if you are successful as a reader, you're going to be successful in your education and hopefully whatever you choose to do in your work life. So that's why we really are promoting early literacy. So we have all kinds of programs happening for young children. And the Dolly Parton Imagination Library is one of those new initiatives that we know if young children can listen to books when they're babies, they will develop language earlier and be able to read better when they get into school. So books at that level are really important. Loaning books is still our biggest business in the library, way more than any downloads are happening for virtual kind of libraries.
While serving as CEO of the library, you've helped with a local project here, Norfolk Remembers. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Norfolk Remembers is a project that was brought to the library by the Lions Clubs of Norfolk. Grant Smith had been able to compile a book that had every single soldier in it from World War I that served in Norfolk and died. And they were looking for someone to publish that document. So the Lions Clubs agreed to do the publishing. And then they needed someone to be able to promote the book in the community. So that's why they came to the library, to see if we could be the seller of the book. And then all of the financial resources that came from those book sales were to be put together into future books and future projects. So we were able to gather a really collective group of people around the table that had an interest in remembering our soldiers. And from there, we were able to do things like the Rockford Road of Heroes. We have the two memorial quilts. We published 6 additional books. And now we're working on World War II. So we have about 35 people in the community now that are writing the bios of the World War II soldiers. So that will be our next book that we'll be publishing, hopefully this November.
Well, one other big project that you're very involved with is the Norfolk Sports Hall of Recognition. When did you, I guess, get involved or join the organization?
My first involvement with the sports hall was actually when my father-in-law was inducted. So he was Doug King. He was very successful at playing baseball and was a pitcher and actually played in the minor leagues. So at the very first induction dinner that they had, which I believe was in 1994, he was one of the inductees. And then when I came back to work in recreation in 2001, that was part of my portfolio, is to support the sports hall as an administrator. So for about 13 years, I was able to work with that. And then when I moved on to the library, I decided I wanted to stay kind of to represent my family and what their sports history was. But I've always been active in sport myself. It always interests me how successful our local people are at a much higher level and how they always give back to the community. So I think that's what the sports hall is all about as well, is recognizing excellence in sports, but also those sports builders that have been able to keep sport so vibrant here in a small community like Norfolk County.
I think one of the best parts about the Hall of Recognition is the fact that it gets to highlight so many local athletes, and I feel like a lot of the inductees are really proud of their Norfolk County roots.
You're right. All the athletes are very humble, even though they might have excelled on the international stage, you know, at the Olympic level. And they always feel how important it was to recognize the people that helped them begin their sporting careers. And most of them were, you know, volunteer coaches at this level. And I think part of being humble is recognizing that their success is based on the foundation that we have of sport in Norfolk. And even though they might not live here anymore or they've gone on to be very successful athletes at a higher level, they always appreciate being recognized by their hometown. I think that's one of the highest accolades someone can get, is that, oh, people from where I grew up still remember me and still appreciate what I was able to achieve in sport.
Well, Heather, I just wanted to say thank you for the work you're doing in the community, and thank you for being able to have a chat with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for interviewing me.
You can find all of our Community Builders segments here online at norfolktoday.ca.